Good morning, this is Michael DeRosa, and today I want to talk about hope. And my text is Titus chapter 2, verse 13, which reads, "We are to be looking for the great hope and the coming of our great God and the one who saves, Jesus Christ." When our hope is put in anything less than God Himself, we have already stepped on the banana peel
and sliding into despair. And I am saddened that while some in our society do all they can to offer hope, they do not look at the Christian gospel as an avenue for hope-filled living.
Now, in spite of the separation of church and state, in spite of political correctness, I want to remind you, my friend, that God is not bound by our laws, and His grace and His mercy can and do reach individuals who are in desperate need of a hope that transcends their current situation, of a hope that is intimately acquainted with the nuances of their struggle in order to provide them with a fresh reality that God knows, that He cares, and that He loves and is able to do far more than that individual could ever imagine.
So I want to encourage you, my Christian friend, to live your life in such a way that bears witness to the great hope you have, so that others may know Him too.